Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Think Thursday, and we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on to give us something to think about. You know, she teaches us how to keep that body healthy into wellness. She'll be speaking on structure this evening. I hope everyone out there had a great day. I know I had a victorious day. I went out and about. Moving a little cautiously, you know, I'm just taking my time moving out there because people still, they still do not want to follow directions. But I'm going to give you a directive right now. Go to those polls and we must vote. We have to do what we have to do. You know, life is like a sea voyage. We each need to open up our own course in life with the strength of our own conviction, unperturbed by the crash and breakers of life's stormy seas. The fiercer the temperature rages, the more we need to course our own fighting spirit and man the tilter with all of our strength and still crying, bring it on. Though this type of assiduous struggle, we can forge the practical wisdom to triumph consistently and as victorious champions to create history. So we have to say, bring it on. Do not retreat. Do not be defeated. We must do what we have to do. You know, my friends come on, and I have some young men, you know, I want to play them before it's over with. And they talk about remember yesterday. We all have to remember yesterday so we can make for a better tomorrow, and we will do that. On that note, I'm going to play you a little bit of music just to cool you out a little bit and tell Miss Melion, come on, let's listen to a little bit of Keiko. It's Think Thursday. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Thank you.
just thought I'd wake you and relax you down for Think Thursday, getting ready for Miss Gloria Malion to come on and tell us about structure with our bodies, our minds, our souls. I have a way she wants to bring it to us. Gloria Malion, are you with us this evening?
I am with you, Miss Linda. How are you today?
Wonderful. I am wonderful. I know you're wonderful.
Good.
I know you had a busy day, and I'm not going to take up your time. I know this is going to be brief and short because we have things to do out there. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you enlighten us.
Well, trust me, you will not be shortchanged at all.
Okay.
You will get the whole thing.
Okay.
So anyway, let me start off with a question to you, Miss Linda, about when you hear when we're talking about body structure, like what words might come into your mind when you think about structure?
Well,
that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
What comes in my mind when we talk about structure? I think about organization. I think about flow. I think about balance. I think about connectivity with the mind, body, and soul, and connectivity with
right.
the elements out there. So that's when you say body structure to me, that's where I go.
Okay. And you have gone in the right direction.
Okay.
Yes, you did. And so usually I was looking for those, the words that you used were apropos for this subject. We're going to kind of like break it down to the skeleton.
Okay.
You know, when we think about structure, you know, how we have to, like, you know, have a form, a structure
okay.
on which to, you know, to build on. So structure is the last phase of the seven physiological processes that we've gone through over, you know, all this time that we've been talking.
Okay.
And so, you know, we think of the physiological structure as our skeleton, muscles, connective tissues, and organs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you or maybe the people in the audience and even myself, I'm learning. I don't know if I really thought about it that much, but I kind of thought of the structure as, you know, being pretty permanent and immutable, you know, being able to lose, you know, its form. But actually, I was on the wrong track with that because the structure is not permanent and it's not immutable. Because for one thing, everything in our body is replaced on a regular basis. So like our red blood cells every 3 months, the mucosa of our digestive tract every few days, our bones every few years. And so at the molecular level, you know, the smallest building blocks of those structural elements is that it's the proteins and the connective tissue, calcium, all of that makes up our bone minerals.
Okay.
And so really our structure is always changing. And so it changes because of that's the way it's designed to change. And, of course, the ingredients that, you know, if we could think about all the things that we've been talking about the body and the different systems, you know, everything comes back to our structure because, you know, structure, like function follows structure. So in other words, if your structure is strong, then so all those other systems will also be strong because the structure is kind of like feeding the whole thing.
Okay.
And so as we know, diet, lifestyle, environment, all of that plays a part in our health. And so there are things that we can do to, of course, make our bones strong, and because they're all because they change, you know, they're being made you know, like as often as I just mentioned. So that means that we're going to constantly be needing to feed it the right thing so that it can. And so, like, you know, like as we age, we risk bone fractures and what do you call it, osteoporosis, and particularly like postmenopausal women, because, you know, during menstruation we were able to get the estrogen, but after, we don't, you know, have that any longer. But there are still things that we can do to keep the bones strong. And one of those things is a weight-bearing exercise. So in other words, the bones need to be, you know, say like I have these little 5-pound weights that every other month I pick up. And but they're, when you start using them, so it lets your bones know that, okay, now we need to build some more, we need to make our structure stronger. That's okay. The message that weight-bearing exercises give to our muscles. And those weight-bearing exercises help the muscles to remain strong or to become strong or to become stronger. And, of course, like with everything, our bones need calcium. They need minerals. We need vitamin D. So those three things help to build bones. That is weight-bearing exercise, calcium, and vitamin D. And, you know, walking can be a weight-bearing exercise. You don't necessarily have to pick up weights, although that is good. But, you know, walking is one of those weight-bearing exercises. And, you know, there's... I'm sorry.
Not cutting you off, I had a question. I'm going to make a note here to go back to that walking. When you say it's weight bearing, is, and when you walk a lot, is that what tones is that? Is that a thigh toner? Because that everything is going on down there. I know when I walk a lot,
exactly,
the thighs look a little bit different.
They do help to build muscle as well. Yeah, walking is an excellent weight bearing exercise because you're using your body.
Okay.
Your body acts, you know, as the weight upon impact as you walk. So it is one of the good weight bearing exercises that you can do. So again, you know, the calcium, and of course the best source of calcium and vitamin D. Vitamin D is the sun. If you can't get enough sun, the next best thing is wild caught cod liver oil. And I know that turns off even myself. I know that. I'm like, because I remember from childhood it being really, really bad tasting.
Okay.
And it's real. Now, I tell you what, I have found some that's is not as bad as the one that I remember from my childhood.
And this is called wild card?
It's, you know, wild caught.
Okay.
Cod.
Okay.
And so I found a company in, I think it's in Alaska. And, you know, all their stuff is certified wild caught. It's in, you know, clear, non-polluted waters, the whole nine yards. And they extract the oil.
Okay.
Immediately from the fish. And I've been using it for I guess about maybe a month or so. And I know that my blood pressure is steady. I'm not taking any blood pressure medicine. It's good for all your triglycerides and all those cholesterol things like that. It helps to it's like it almost, you could call it kind of like a blood thinner. It actually, you know, does what those pharmaceutical blood thinners do, but in a natural way. It's in the way that the body can, you know, accept it.
Okay. I have that underlined. with a red check mark, so okay. I can get some of that stuff. Okay, that's highlighted here. Keep going.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is to give you 10 rules, 10 food okay. rules, I'll say, for building okay. bones.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, we always want to focus on whole foods and plants.
Right.
Because I was reading that most of the food that's grown in the United States also has that Roundup and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Those pesticides.
Yeah.
From Monsanto. It's a part of what's really killing us because our body does not know what to do with that stuff. It's as poison.
Yes, it is.
And that's one of the reasons why we should, you know, as much as we can, focus on organic foods because it does not use those pesticides. So
okay.
your body is getting, you know, the natural nutrients that it needs to, you know, to build your bones, make them strong, and, you know, keeping you as healthy as you can be. And so the second one is to balance your protein intake.
Mm.
So, you know, protein helps to build, it also builds the bones as well. We have to have protein in order to help build our bones. These vegetables are called the brassicas. That's the, I would call them the cruciferous, but I think it's the same family. But, you know, the cabbages and the broccolis and all that,
mm-hmm.
those things are fortified with highly absorbable calcium and other minerals, you know, like magnesium. I'm just trying to find a way to, you know, to prepare them they're not my favorite food. So I'm trying to make them, you know, palatable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's not like that. Some people, you know, love it. And I do like the cabbage and the bok choy, you know, those kind of things I really, really like. And seaweed, those are things that have lots of calcium, minerals, magnesium. They help to improve the acid-alkaline balance in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
you know, you need to have that because it helps you to contain the calcium that you get from them because that's one of the main ingredients that builds your bones.
Mm, okay.
One, two, three, four is incorporating phytoestrogens. Now, what is phytoestrogen? So it's a type of estrogen that comes from plants.
Okay.
And it helps to replace the estrogen that, say, a postmenopausal woman no longer makes. And you can find them, of course, in soybeans. Beans are a good source as well. Ground flax seeds, sesame seeds. You may have heard of alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
And red clover. Those are good things to, you know, just to put it into your diet, you know, so that you have it, you know, say a couple of times a week you're putting some phytoestrogens into your body. And, of course, the calcium, which we've talked about. And for the most part, when we say calcium, most of us will automatically go to milk. And that's not a bad choice. In fact, the fortified milk is better. But we also get loads of calcium, like I was just saying, from phytoestrogens and also other greens, chock full of calcium. And, you know, kale, spinach, dandelion, Chinese cabbage, those are good sources of calcium. Bones, like the bone broth, like the bones from fish,
mm-hmm.
sardines, especially when I do eat sardines, I make sure I eat the bones too because I know that they're full of calcium.
Mm.
So it's a good thing. So, like, also, you know, like if you're making bone broth, where you know you boil the bones for hours, you know, trying to get out the calcium in it. Adding a splash of vinegar helps to pull the minerals from the bones.
Mm.
And you know, drinking bone broth, of course, is good for building and keeping the bones strong. Because again, without the structure being strong, all of our other systems don't have anything to hold them up and keep them together.
Right.
So the structure is, I mean, it's super important, as all the others are. They each, you know, depend on each other, but they all depend upon the structure.
Hmm.
You know, everything hangs on that. Beans, nuts, seeds, those are also good bone building product. Dairy, different types of cheese, yogurt, let's see, yeah, yogurt, milk, Parmesan, those are good cheeses that have you know, the calcium that our bodies can deal with. Some of the other foods that are fortified is orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Tofu is also a good thing to eat because of its protein content. It also has calcium and magnesium, quite a bit of nutrients in it. And, you know, as we know, you know, not to put Asians on trial or anything, but you know, they eat a lot of tofu.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the and I mean, they eat it daily pretty much, you know, it's just a part of their diet. And I think it plays a big part in you know, in their overall health. And of course you can you know, take supplements that helps if your diet, but the diet is the first place that you should get your calcium.
Ah.
And now the experts recommend 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams per day of calcium.
Okay.
And that's just something to keep in mind. We also, like, nature did such a great job of providing us with really everything we need. Another good source of bone-building things is herbs. There are certain herbs that are, I mean, loaded with calcium and minerals. There's a nettle tea, kelp, horsetail, alfalfa, oat straw, dandelion leaf. These are all things that you can, you know, make as a tea and, you know, drink. And that's another way of getting calcium into your system. And it also, of course, because it's liquid, it's water, it's also helping to hydrate your body and or to keep it hydrated.
True.
So we have the herbs, super infusion with the herbs, leafy greens. And, of course, we can, you know, supplement with vitamins and, you know, the vitamin and mineral supplements. But if, again, our first line of defense should always be the food that we eat.
What we put in our body, right?
Absolutely, yes. And magnesium is really important, too.
Okay.
And one place I like to get my magnesium from is dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate,
and,
okay.
Dark chocolate. It has an abundance of magnesium.
Ooh, I'm going to go get a
you
box today.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good excuse. I'll go get me a box of dark chocolate.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, we want to still be doing whatever we've always been doing. We want to still have the ability to do that. And
yes,
it's really in our hands. You know, we, with the information, like they say, knowledge is power. Now we have an idea about what it takes to to keep us healthy. And we've known throughout this series that, you know, diet, the food we eat, exercise, our lifestyle, all of that plays a part in keeping us healthy. Even though there are seven processes within our body, but we're simply made, and simple whole foods keeps us the healthiest.
Right.
And, you know, if we give ourselves the right ingredients, then the outcome is going to be good. We want to, you know, maintain our health throughout our life. And so, you know, like I said, if we focus on whole foods and plants, make sure we get enough protein, because we cannot make, cannot have strong bones without adequate protein.
True.
And then, like I said, the brassicas, the leafy greens, seaweed, all of those are highly absorbable calcium and mineral sources.
Let me ask
and
you
they
before
help
I let,
our,
you, let you go about the seaweed. Now, seaweed,
okay.
you get it in a dried form, or you chop it up and put it in your salad or your food, or how does it come? Does it come in powder? I do seaweed because seaweed is nature's most potent detoxant. So,
absolutely.
Flu time and cold time, I just do me a seaweed soak. I drop that seaweed
mm-hmm.
in the tub and seep it like the leaves and seep it like tea and sit in it. And it's a detoxant.
Yeah.
It pulls out everything. But
mm-hmm.
how do you fix it for pairing in your food? Chop it up and put it in a salad? How does that go?
So one way some of the Asians do is they boil it to get the mineral content out of it.
Okay.
And then, you know, another way that they, after they boil it, then it's like they could, like, you can cut it up in, you know, in little slices and maybe put it in a salad. But
mm-hmm.
basically, when they're making that ramen,
mm-hmm.
they usually boil the seaweed, you know, for so many minutes until, you know, you get most of the nutrient content out of it. So the answer is they boil it.
Okay.
They boil it, and then sometimes they will cut it up and add sesame oil and all different kinds of spices and throw it in a salad.
Okay.
But it's full of calcium. You know,
okay.
it's, yeah.
Okay. So on my way. Yeah, so I can not only seep in it for my detoxing, I can put it in because that's what I know. I take a seaweed dip. And when I'm traveling,
mm-hmm.
I get on the plane smelling like a eucalyptus tree. Okay? I be stinking all the... It's like, I don't want...
Yeah, it does have a, look, I'll say a unique smell.
Yes, it does, but I don't care. It's not my favorite, but if I have to get anywhere, I'm going to soak down in it, make a lotion, blend it up, make a lotion and everything else. But, you know, it is, I like when you let me know what your schedule is, I do not like to hold you and run over it. I like to be a person that sticks to my word. And listeners, this is Gloria Melion telling us about structure, which takes care of everything. Next week, I will be speaking with you to see where you're going to take us. Week after next, what? But I will be out looking for seaweed tomorrow, and I have a list.
Mm-hmm.
So if I may, tomorrow after mid-morning, I would try to contact you and get some information if I can on that. But I'm
yes,
not going to hold you.
Sounds good.
Any longer, because we love you coming on. We love you keeping us healthy. And when you're healthy, you're always going to be wealthy. It might not be in
absolutely.
Cash where you can
they
see it, but
you,
if you're unhealthy, you can't make money. And if you have money and you're unhealthy, what good is it doing you? So on that end,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Melion, we're going to tell you to have a great evening. We love you here at Waking Up with Linda McShane.
Thank
and
you.
Just enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for caring and sharing. We love you.
All right.
I just thought I'd just put you in that jazzy mood out there because that's what we feel like on Think Thursday when Miss Milan comes on and teaches us and reminds us how to take care of our bodies. And you know, I'm putting that reminder out again. Dial 323-769-5879. Dial the number. Leave your number. We have a list of candidates out there that are running in the polls, and they need assistance. You have to, young adults, you must get into the civic mood so you can actually understand what's going on. I'm going to play this song from Phil and them. It is called Remember Yesterday. I play it over and over because I just love it. And we all remember yesterday, remember today, and make sure that we make a better tomorrow. Let's listen to Phil and them with Remember Yesterday.
Look at that. I just want to know.
You remember yesterday?
I remember.
No more games.
I remember.
So I don't know anyway.
I remember.
Remember yesterday?
I remember.
Remember, remember. It was just yesterday. In class she passed my way. Had so much to say. I put a hand. Remember yesterday,
remember.
No more games,
I remember.
Grown now anyway,
I remember.
Remember, remember,
I remember.
Spider-Man costumes, lots of candy at Halloween, Christmas trees and presents match your dreams. Oh, you remember yesterday,
I remember.
No more games,
I remember.
Grown now anyway,
I remember.
Remember, remember.
Count our dollars on the train to the party.
So when you put those things in your life and you stand in your authenticity and be your being, you don't have to worry about a thing. You become this, Alicia Keys, and a brand new me.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
A brave.
hoping I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me. Yeah.
Change agents, change makers, do not retreat. Keep this in mind. Let's do what we have to do. No retreating, no defeating. Forward to continue to complete the task.